You're listening to Vatican Radio. Our broken system of immigration is a wound on this border community. It is a scandal to the body of Christ in El Paso. Using strong language, Bishop Mark Seitz of El Paso, which sits on the border between the United States and Mexico, has called on Catholics to consider the challenges of a system that he said is breaking apart our community and to reflect upon how God is asking us to respond. Christopher Wells reports.
In a pastoral letter on migration, Bishop Mark Seitz denounces narratives that paint our border as a place of chaos, violence, and mayhem. In contrast, he said, to indefensible, hateful words towards our neighbors in Mexico, the demonization of migrants, and destructive language about our border, Bishop Seitz paints a picture of a community shaped by migration from its very foundation. A community with its own unique identity and unique strengths, a place of safety and security. Bishop Seitz, who was appointed to the See of El Paso 4 years ago, notes that the church has been at the forefront of those calling for comprehensive immigration reform, a reform elected leaders have not found the moral courage to enact. Laws, he said, must be at the service of human persons. That is, they must respect the human dignity of each person, which has a higher value than the minutiae of the law. Building walls, deploying a mass deportation force, and militarizing our border are not long-term solutions to the challenges of migration, he said. Following the magisterial teaching of recent popes, Bishop Seitz argues that comprehensive immigration reform must include sufficient legal avenues for people to migrate, putting families first, addressing the root causes of migration, and providing security while allowing for movement. But while recalling church teaching on migration, Bishop Seitz also notes the importance of encounter. Sometimes, he says, nothing can substitute for personal experience. He encourages those outside the community to come and see. Migrants and migration, the bishop says, quoting Benedict XVI, are not a problem to be solved, but rather a great resource for humanity's development. Bishop Seitz concludes his letter by recalling the words of Pope Francis, "We belong to a church without frontiers, a church which considers herself mother of all." I'm Christopher Wells.